you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Live this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
I got an email. Wasn't sent to you guys, but it's because it says, Tyler, don't say my name. All right. I won't say your name.
Just to you.
Yeah, it's. I've been listening for a few years now.
With just you.
And I can blame my dad for that part. We love when dads turn their kids onto the show. I'm only 23 years old, and I graduated from a school smaller than Puss's. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, they probably didn't have an axe murderer as a hero down there at his school. He didn't say what school it is, though.
So they built a town festival off a grizzly murder. Give them a break.
Of kids, by the way, right.
Only 6 out of 8.
Yeah.
There's
or two
a festival?
Adults. Yeah. It's Heritage Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that is your heritage.
Yeah. But they took the axe off display at City Hall along 20 years ago.
Yeah,
where
20,
is it now?
Only
20, I don't know.
Only 20 years ago.
It's something like that, yeah.
But that will forever be your town's legacy.
Yeah.
No getting away from that.
And the home of Big Puss, by the way.
No, they don't claim that one.
Good point. We see a sign coming in, you know. Axe murder and Big Puss.
You don't get a mention if you dial up like famous people from... Villisca,
I don't
Iowa.
Think so.
On the Wikipedia page.
You could change Wikipedia and put your name in there.
Yeah, we should.
I was listening to your bit about who'd be your ultimate lay. I think we were talking about not necessarily porn stars, but I guess your ultimate lay probably might be a porn star if they know what they're doing. But we were talking about famous people. I would have to say in full confidence, mine would be Vanessa Cage. Look her up, Todd. She's porn.
Oh, that was the...
you know her?
That was the Reddit thread.
Oh,
yeah, where the guy said, also that guy's wife.
Yes, yes.
Because the guy wanted to make love to his now dead wife.
Yeah, oh, that's he right. Longs for her body. And,
Oh, yeah.
I also, that's such a
she said, she
Vanessa
does
a, Cage, is she a porn actress or an actress actress?
Says Vanessa Cage. She does a lot of MILF
porn. Looks like she's done some acting, too.
Here he says, she does a lot of MILF porn, in my eyes, very attractive.
Cage or Cage?
Or Cage, C-A-G-E.
As in Nicholas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought she was a legit actor.
Well, one of the first things, the first two things that come up when you Google her are xvideos.com, pornhub.com, then xnxx.com. So looks like she's got some porn stuff.
Okay, before I read the rest of the email, I'm reading my email on the phone, and you know, a tab came down, and it was our podcast from one of the podcast apps, and it said Todd and Tyler pooping in a chip truck now available. That's from yesterday. I think because of that, I is why I have a MILF, for lack of better fetish, like Mr. Walsh. Yeah.
See, she's not a MILF to us.
Like MILF.
This
might
guy's
be
23.
The
this guy's 23, sure. Man. Oh yeah, she's hot. Yeah. So thankfully, I found a bartender that took an interest in me, and now I get to live my fantasy. All right, my school is very traditional, small town school. And if you weren't an athletic team or the smartest MF in class, you didn't fit anywhere in the school. I'm not sad to say it, but he says going to say F to some dude. I won't read that guy's name. I hope you keep losing in all your athletic sports this coming year. There's some guy still hating on some jock at his school, man. He lists that dude's name. Oh, no.
High school bitterness.
No. He didn't. No, this the name of the school.
Oh.
I'm going to read this. He didn't say don't say this. I'm not sad to say it, but F you, Diller Odell. Is that Nebraska?
I have no idea.
No, that sounds like a guy's name.
Yeah. No. It's a dash. It's one of those combined schools.
Oh, a consolidated school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Nebraska.
Okay.
Diller O'Dell.
Hope you keep losing in all our athletic sports this coming year. This dude's 23, still pissed off at a school he left 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you keep losing, man.
About 4 feet from the Kansas-Nebraska border.
Oh, that far down, huh?
Yeah.
South of Beatrice.
Thank you, dude. Your ultimate lay is that chick, huh? All right.
Do we pass by there on the way to Wichita?
No. It's a little further east of where we go.
A little out of the way.
Right. Yeah.
You can listen anywhere if you don't hear it on one of our radio stations. The podcast is TNTRadioEmpire.com. And pooping in the chip truck was a good bit.
I ran this morning during the countdown.
Oh, it did?
We're getting the work done.
Brad Williams and Cameron Logson. Cameron's going to be in the studio, of course. Brad will be phoning the program. Brad's got a show at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux City coming up in September.
And a lot, I mean, he is everywhere the rest of the year, including, I think I saw, end of June, he's got a weekend in Honolulu.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
With, conveniently, a week on either side where there's no dates.
Yeah.
That's where Cameron ended up, didn't he? Wasn't he on Oahu?
I think he was all over. He was out there for
a week. He mentioned two different places. I saw him the other day at the Bert Kreischer movie. Yeah.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah, exactly. I was just looking at pictures going, I want to go there.
Dude hates those Griffins. That's what they are, the Diller O'Dell Griffins.
Griffins, all right. So there's a drug vending machine in New York City. This will piss off conservatives. What is it?
Yeah.
Legal drugs?
Looks like they're
going to
be drugs in there. Yeah, there's going to be like,
clean needles.
I think, crack pipes, condoms.
All right, in the morning.
I think Narcan is in there,
Narcan.
Too.
Narcan.
Okay, that helps.
It does.
Well, that saves your
life. So just drug accessories, not drugs. Drugs.
Yeah, you can't go up there and get, smack.
All right.
But if you need a needle.
Do you think that would keep people safer?
If what?
If you could do that.
Well, clean needle programs work in every major city in this country.
Needle exchange.
And people just bitch. Well, that's the reason they're doing drugs. They're getting needles. No, they're doing drugs anyway. Right. This is saving their life, you know?
Yeah, otherwise they'd be doing it with a dirty needle.
Right.
Yeah, they had over 2,600 overdose deaths in 2021.
We're trying to save lives. I remember I remember the right-wing politicians were fighting Narcan.
And it looks
they were fighting
also
Narcan.
Fentanyl test strips. Hygiene kits, maxi pads, vitamin C, COVID tests.
But they're in a vending machine. You got to pay for them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't just pull the trigger and it all comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, overdose rescue kit. You think if there's an overdose kit in there, you would suck. Feel like, hey, you need 40 more cents or whatever.
You're it doesn't really say.
It takes a card.
This might be a free thing.
Yeah, but
it doesn't say.
Then wouldn't people just empty that, though, if it was free?
You would think.
I mean, if you're not a crackhead, are you going to go take the free crack
people
pipe?
People love free crap. You work at Radio Puss.
Yeah.
You work at Radio Puss.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah,
people would drive an hour for a meat snack back in the day.
Yep.
Where they could buy one at their grocery store for
$4. Imagine if you laid out a table full of crack pipes.
Yeah, or rags.
They'd snag them out.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't
see. If you're at the vending machine, grab you a rag.
Yeah, it says free access to naloxone, drug test strips, and a safer smoking kit that comes with a pipe, mouthpiece, and lip balm for smoking crack and crystal meth.
I love the lip balm because you're
to prevent the scabs.
Yeah, your lips are going to crack up.
You don't want to end up like the cracky character on Chappelle.
Yeah, that's right.
What's his name?
Crackhead somebody.
Oh, what? I can't remember what his name was.
He's got the white lips.
Yeah.
It's crackhead somebody.
That's going to bother me now.
It also has a safer sniffing kit, condoms, tampons, nicotine gum. I might walk by and get some nicotine gum if it's just...
Tyrone Biggums.
There it is.
Tyrone Biggums.
Okay.
Tyrone Biggums.
Okay.
Clayton was the...
Bigsby.
A racist black guy.
Yeah, the black white supremacist.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Klan guy.
That's Tim Scott. That's Tim Scott. That's the presidential candidate, Tim Scott.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Gen Z, you youngins, are not drinking as much beer at concerts.
That's expensive.
Well, yeah, and the concert's more expensive, too. So
I've already laid
out $100 or more to get in.
I think it's different. I think it's just people drank more back in the day when it came to quantity of thousands of beers.
No, I think it's an economic thing.
I think that plays into it. I think it also, you've
What's
already,
it say? What's it say?
You've spent that much money on the concert, you want to remember it. When you're laying out that much cash.
No, not when you're young. You don't care about that. You just want to get drunk and have a good time. If you're young.
This talks about one venue, 325 capacity place in Tucson, that saw that their sales were down. And then when they really looked into the numbers, it was like nearly a quarter less spent on alcohol when they had shows that had like Gen Z kids showing up.
I think that you mentioned smaller venue too, so these probably really aren't expensive concerts. So I'm just thinking people don't just pound tons of beer, you know?
Yeah.
That's like Metallica and the old school bands. People pound tons of beer, you know? I mean, the record in Omaha is Metallica. A beer. I mean, they sold so much beer at a Metallica show there about 10 years ago, maybe longer than that. They had the record. I don't think they've beaten it.
No, I don't think anybody's beaten it.
They said they saw a decline from their older audience as well.
Well, not as much as the younger generation.
But it
is, the older audience is not drinking as much because they're just older.
But it says the younger audience is smoking more weed.
Of course they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The percentage of college kids smoking weed has gone up.
Yeah.
33% to 37% I'd like to see that number get a little higher.
That's higher than it was when we were that age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the weed number, I'm always, you always wonder if that's like, right, are you smoking marijuana? So he's like, No.
You think it's higher?
I'm not high.
Yeah, you think it's higher? They're afraid to answer yes.
Right.
I'm not saying yes on this.
Yeah, I think when...
A little paranoid right now. I'd rather not say.
We were in college. There were a few people who would admit to it because if it was a survey, they would think, they're trying to bust me.
Right, it's the cops.
So I don't think that was...
I mean, pot was everywhere in college. Don't get me wrong. You and I were in college. It was everywhere, but I don't think it was as many people smoking as they do now because it's legal now, you know, so.
And it's
it was
better
different
now.
When I was in high school. I remember a friend of mine, this girl that was in the marching band found out that we smoked weed and she's like, I hate you guys now.
Yeah, you're the bad guys, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's a deal breaker.
Like, guess we won't.
We'll keep not hanging out.
Did you try to convince her that there were many other better reasons to hate you?
Right.
Whatever happened to her?
That's way down.
Yeah, do you remember this? You probably don't say her name, but you actually remember her, right?
I don't know. She's probably, you know, has a decent job somewhere. I don't know. We weren't like, oh, we hate you then. Right. We're like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Have fun doing whatever you do.
Yeah. Now, see, this part here is interesting to me. It says, with insurance and labor costs rising, small venues are looking to make up for the lost revenue in different ways.
Right, so they're pissed off. They don't sell as much beer.
Well, and one of the ways that, and obviously this is going to have to happen in legal states, but looking into offering CBD-infused drinks.
Oh, you mean like just... The only thing that makes you messed up is the CBD oil, not alcohol and CBD, right? Just CBD
just
drinks.
Drinks that are infused.
That'd be
an interesting, you know, going to a concert and having something an infused drink.
I got some doggy CBD. Actually, says on the label. My wife got it. It's not for doing doggy.
You should have Todd try it.
We should try that. I should bring some in for you.
It'll just be bland CBD.
Right. It's made for like a 20-pound dog, too.
I guess you'd really
so
want
to probably eat five bottles
to snort it.
Yeah.
You'd want the THC infused drink at the concert.
Oh, yes.
Yes, exactly.
But you'd have to make sure and show up for like the first opening band to get that THC. And so by the time the headliner came on, it was kicking in.
Well, you got to show up with a buzz.
President CEO Dana Frank of First Avenue Productions says, we're seeing Gen Z doesn't drink as much.
What is Gen Z? What's that age group? I always forget because you're not Gen Z, are you?
No.
You're millennials, right?
No. Millennial like, or Gen X.
Gen Z's like my kids, right? 20?
18 and 23.
That's Gen Z?
Yeah.
Both my kids.
That's weird, though, because 18-year-old kids aren't drinking because they can't. legally.
Yeah, that's true. They can't legally drink at the venue, right?
Yeah, born after 96, it says.
Okay, so that's even older than...
Right, and then...
My kids were born in 02 and 04.
Then it's Gen X.
Oh, Nick's kids, too, then. They're
and then it's
Z.
Millennials.
No, yeah, Millennials is between Gen X and Gen
Z. Oh, it is, okay.
Or mid to late 90s through the early 10s.
Yeah, they're either...
Oh, so Gen Z's that big a crowd.
Yeah.
Okay,
got
eating
them.
Edibles before they come, or there's more of a sober mental health focus. Most of the ticket price goes on to the band, so... What the venues subsist on is beverages. This is not going to be a sustainable revenue stream.
No, because I think bars and concert halls for years had just relied on, hey, put a bunch of beer out there and we'll sell tons of it because that's what rock bands do.
Yeah, but I still think they're probably selling $9, $10, $12 beers.
Yeah.
And you're going to steer away from that unless you can sneak some of your own in.
They could start selling hot dogs.
Well, they could start selling beer at a reasonable price, too, and they would probably sell more of it.
They would.
I think a lot of smaller venues do.
Yeah.
They would, Todd, because it'd be like a situation where they would just drink more, and you're still going to make the money. The markup on a keg of beer is high, man. You know, you're going to make the money back.
Yeah, but I think a lot of venues still gouge you.
Oh, they totally do. Yeah.
Yeah, even for bottled.
How was I recently where the beer was? I was surprised how cheap the beer was. Oh, it was the... there's a place on the river up here on Memorial Day. I was up and see some friends of ours play. On the advertise, I won't mention the name. And the beers were actually reasonable. I said, well, that's crazy, man. You know.
But even if you go to a small club show or something where you can still get like bottled and canned beer at the bar, you're still going to probably be paying at least $7-$8 for a beer.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, like you said, go to the arena. Maybe it's a 16-ounce glass, but it's $11 or something.
Yeah. You pay for beer at the Houston fight? You recall how much it cost?
Oh, I did buy beer there. I don't know, but I bought it because everybody I was with wasn't drinking; they were underage, so I had a ride, and I was only paying for myself.
So he wasn't counting that night.
Yeah,
can't remember.
Yeah, I was with my son, his buddy, and my daughter's boyfriend, and they're not all, none of them's 21. So I drank and
game on,
and plus it was just my money. Paying for me, that's a weird feeling anymore. I haven't had that. Todd knows that. Yeah. Nick knows that. You know that now, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Buying stuff for yourself is crazy.
Handing out cash every day.
It wasn't cheap, but that was a fight crowd. They were in line the whole time drinking booze, you know.
Yeah, the last couple of concerts I went to, I drank beer. And, you know, it didn't matter what it costs.
No, because I have beer money.
But some people, but
it's ridiculous.
There is a percentage of the crowd that goes to a concert and looks at the beer prices and goes, yeah, maybe not tonight. You know?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or they're high. They pregame.
Yeah, they pregame maybe.
Problem is when the buzz ends in a pregame sucks, you know? You know, when you're coming down during a show and you can't jack yourself back up, you know?
But if you get
and he hasn't even played Thunder Rolls yet.
Exactly.
But if you get to a show, a typical concert, you're probably in the venue for what? Three and a half hours?
It seems long.
Say it's an arena show with a headliner and an opening band, and you get there at least somewhere during the opening band, you're probably in the building for three and a half hours minimum. If you're going to drink the whole time, you could go through 4 or 5 beers easy.
I still think a lot of people build that into their system. And they take their card and charge a bunch of beers. They worry
they
about
could,
it later.
Yeah,
because
they could.
It's not like they're at a concert every damn night, you know?
No, but I'm just saying.
I think Gen Z just doesn't drink as much beer.
Right. It's not even entering their thought.
It's
they're like,
right.
Oh, I just
won't.
Like,
so they're not going to sit around and have 10 beers.
Yeah, the price isn't stopping
them.
They're not going to drink.
They're not going to sit around and drink 10 beers like when we were that age.
Like dad did.
Yeah. Dad does.
Right.
Exactly. I'm the drunk in our family. You know?
No, I think it's both.
We're talking about going to a pool this afternoon, and my daughter's like, I'm like, what time are you leaving? I'm like, that's a little early. And she's like, well, you could drive. I'm like, or not.
Or not.
But also,
I try to build that in too. If somebody's going somewhere, yeah, I'll go with you. Yeah. Why? Well, just because it's easier to have one car. I've done that before. It's easier to have one car. I'll even do that if we're going like to my mother-in-law's or my sister-in-law's. Hey, why don't you come over later? Now, how about I'll just ride with you? Or have Ryder come pick me up. Well, I'd better have one car there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole
process
vehicles.
Because I know I'm going to get
drunk.
They
got a small driveway. I don't want to take up all the spaces in the driveway.
They've all bought into that, too, when I try that line. And I don't know if they're buying into it or not.
No, they're petting you on the hand.
No, I think they buy into it. No, let's have one car there.
Well,
that's a
good
idea.
If you take the two cars, do you have the option to leave early, or you guys
I do,
around?
But only if Ryder leaves with me, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
sometimes he wants to stay.
If you want to leave early, you can't be drinking.
Well, I'm not drinking, you know.
And it would be suspicious if he got an Uber home from his mother-in-law's.
Right.
What are you didn't drive. I got an Uber.
That's a flag of a very distinct color.
I
got an Uber.
I got an Uber. Why? Apparently, I'm drunk.
I'm drunk, and I want to leave.
Yeah, don't drive and drink, kids.
Another guy says, "Don't say my name." Jesus H. Christ is his Deadpool name. The powder that Todd and Nick were talking about yesterday is the bomb. It's called Ripple. Is that what you were using?
The THC powder?
Yeah.
I have no idea what it was called.
Did the wine sue them yet? Oh, Ripple.
Are the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, the Dead could have sued them easily.
That's such a great song.
Yeah, it's a good song. So where can you buy Ripple? Is that legal drug states anyway? It's not here? Where'd you get it, Nick?
Dude, after a show.
Okay.
It was great.
All right.
And I didn't even look. I just saw. I didn't know what it was called.
It was THC?
It said 10 milligrams THC. And I kind of looked to see if it was indica or sativa or what, but I couldn't see. But I figured if it was indica.
You drank it with soda and vodka?
Yeah, I had vodka and I like Zoa, the Rocks energy drink. I like that.
So you were just cruising. And just staying awake a little bit, but a nice buzz.
Apparently, yeah, it's only
the sun was shining.
Yeah.
Colorado and Michigan is the only place this stuff's available.
I could drive to the pool, Dad. Nah, I don't think so. Why? Well, you just heard the conversation.
Yeah, I'm high.
Ripple dissolves quickly and cleanly into any food or beverage. No oil slicks or hashy flavor here. Ripple Pure. Is that the stuff you were using, Nick? Because they also have something called...
Man, Todd's going to buy that.
Rip sticks that you just... They're like pixie sticks. You just put it on your tongue.
Really?
And it's an edible. It's just like eating a gummy edible.
Yeah, I don't think it looked like that. There's got to be more than one
a lot of time
variety
about drugs
of
this. On this show, you know?
Yeah, we do.
I know.
Drugs and beating it.
And now. Beer and beating it.
In the morning.
Yeah, well, the upside to the Ripple is...
Sounds good to me. You have to drink as much to get buzzed, right?
It absorbs...
No hangover, right?
It absorbs a little quicker, too.
Right.
Drink it instead of eating it.
Oh, I got
it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I noticed it. I would highly recommend it if that's your thing.
I'll try it.
Why Ripple? Fast onset, better absorption, consistent experience.
Was it, Nick, was your expertise in the weed help you? Well, if you were a novice, you did that, would you be down for the count, you think?
I don't think so because there were 10 milligrams in the packet.
Right.
But I just kind of like pinched off what it felt like half and put half of it in one cocktail. Then
you had me pinched off.
I think I put half in like the first drink and then the third drink.
Oh, yeah, you could mix it up. You could slow it down in two or three drinks, right? Yeah, you're not going to stop drinking.
According to their website here, and they're citing a study from a 2021 Colorado State University study, the dissolve stuff hits 1.2 times faster than a sour gummy.
Claims to hit like a joint. Because the gummy will take 30 to 45 minutes to kick in.
Yeah.
So you're talking maybe 15, 20 minutes for this to kick in?
More like that. Maybe 10.
Yeah, about to say, I think you feel the effects of, if you put it in a cocktail.
You already had the vodka in your system.
Most people might put it in, I don't know, water, Gatorade or something, but I think you feel, if it's in a cocktail, it's about I think you're absorbing everything at the same time.
I guarantee you a lot of people throw it in a cocktail. Wasn't that what the woman, not the one you saw, but a woman emailed us.
Yeah, she put it in wine.
Yeah, she put it in wine.
That sounds good.
It wasn't necessarily this brand, but it was, I'm sure they make other powder forms of THC.
They claim here that you actually absorb more of the THC this way than through other methods.
I was at a local arena for a concert last Thursday, had a 5 16-ounce beers for $60. That just sucks, but the arena needs to make money so that I didn't complain.
$12 a beer.
I also, I'm not sure, but I think I swore I saw local celebrity Nick Allen when we left the parking garage we were parked in. Were you at a concert last Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
I went to Brooks and Dunn with the family.
Oh,
funny you didn't mention that.
I wonder why you didn't mention that.
I can't go anywhere and get away with it. You'll call me out for Les Mis, Brooks and Dunn.
We had to sit through that. That was horrible.
Yeah, but we had the Rolling Stones on the other end.
Well,
he was just there
for
that.
And I stayed in the hallway because I didn't want to hear that crap.
Yeah.
Right. We skipped Brooks and Dunn.
I wonder why you didn't mention that, Nick.
They weren't that bad. Like, they were exactly what you thought they would be. Scotty McCreery was an abortion.
Yeah. Oh, did he open up?
Yeah. He looked like he'd gone through a how to be on stage now, class. And
I don't care if you were there with the family. All that make fun of you forever now. But are those guys right-wing nut jobs?
Was any, there was and, none and, of that.
Not, they no. they no. said nothing on stage?
They had that song called Only in America where they brought up some like service members. But
nobody said
that
anything.
Was a cool kind of tribute.
No,
they did
Brandon signs, nothing?
I saw one Let's Go Brandon t-shirt in the crowd.
Okay, in the crowd.
But
okay.
Those guys, there was nothing political.
All right. By the way, this is funny because even Zach, who listens to us, is afraid to say what show he was at. He didn't even say.
I was going
to
say, the emailer didn't even mention.
All right, come on back. I don't care what you like, but that's horrible.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.